Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, Golden State falling to the matchup tonight, 121 to 113. As 23 points for Desmond Bain, all five starters, double figures for Orlando. Anthony Black, I thought, was one of the big turning point players in this contest. He had 21 off the bench. He was a plus 18. He had the highest plus minus of anybody on either squad tonight. And he had four boards, couple of assists, couple of steals. Warriors had 18 turnovers. They seemed to come at exactly the wrong time for Golden State, because they would start to make a run, they would take a step forward, and then the ball would be thrown away, or they would get a mismatch. And that was one area, and the Magic just took the Warriors to task in the paint tonight. 64 to 46. Magic were 32 of 48 inside the paint tonight, at 28 to 14 on the fast break, 14 to 8 second chance points. And the Warriors never seemed to get good traction in this one, despite the fact that Stephen Curry, with his fifth 30-point game of the year, 34 points, he continues to play at an incredibly high level. The game in New Orleans, I think, was just kind of a little bit of a letdown for him after those two incredible games in San Antonio. And Jimmy Butler, with a season-high 33 points to go with 7 rebounds and 4 assists. By the way, Steph had 9 assists in this game tonight. And Butler with 33. His previous high was 31 on opening night in Los Angeles. So those two carried the play, but the Warriors just didn't get enough of anybody else. Only one other player in the double figures, and that was Draymond. He had 12 points, but Will Richard had 6. Moses Moody, 2 of 6 on the floor, couldn't get a shot off. Orlando had him pretty well scouted. Every time he caught the ball on the wing, there was somebody closing out to him. So I think they did a really good job of knowing what the Warriors wanted to do and try to get them into different actions. Warriors would end up with a total of 22 points off the bench, but were outscored 35-22 in that category, largely because Anthony Black had a really big night. So the Warriors fall to 9-7. Orlando goes to 8-7. And, again, this Magic team's on the rise. They are close. They're close to being a real threat in the Eastern Conference. And I think the Warriors now have to regroup, try to go to Miami, summon up some energy. Al Horford won't play in the game tomorrow night. So what can they do to try to counter this Heat squad that's running a little bit of a different offense under Eric Spoelstra, and they're scoring more points than you would expect a Heat team to do? They've got their own injury problems as well. Both teams tonight shooting 50%. But, again, the points in the paint, to me, was a huge difference in this game. The Warriors were outscored by 18 points in the paint, and that's hard to overcome. You got to make a lot of threes to overcome it. The Warriors made 13. Magic made 8. So the Warriors with a total of 39 points from 3, 39 to 24, which almost negated the whole thing, but it made it so tough on Golden State to try to make up that difference. So the Warriors have clinched a 500 road trip. They still have a chance to have a winning road trip, and that would be tomorrow night in Miami if they could somehow come away with a win.